What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Last on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day.
My bad.
Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Thanks again to Greg Cosell for stopping by and giving us a pretty comprehensive breakdown of how the Falcons will handle McGarry being out, what he expects from... I mean, we asked him about all four rookies in the defense. Obviously, the two guys in the secondary. I love what he said about Billy Bowman.
Those are some good,
he wasn't saying direct comparison, but those are some nice names.
Hell yeah, they're the same size as him. Billy's thing is gonna have to be in run support. Because you're that nickel. You getting that funk now. So you're going to have to be able to shock and shed. Shock and shed, Andy. Shock and shed.
I've always been able to shock.
Shock, but you can't shed.
Never been great at shedding. Moses is in Conyers. Hey,
Moses!
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hope y'all have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Thanks.
So my question to both of y'all, I'm a diehard Giants fan, so I've seen my fair share of losses. With football season coming up, what do you think is an acceptable time to, quote-unquote, mourn over a loss? Usually if they lose, I'll be disappointed for like a few minutes, but not kind of get over it. But, you know, you see videos of people smashing TVs or doing something completely insane after a team loses. So as a grown adult, what do you think is an acceptable time to be like, all right, let's just get over the game and get on with life?
I'll tell you
all
this,
right, Moses. Thank you, Moses.
Moses, my son Isaiah is the biggest Giants fan. And he just tries, because every time we talk, I think the Giants are going to shock people. Y'all sleep with the Giants. But
how did that happen?
Because I told you he couldn't be a fan of any other team until I retired.
Okay.
And so when I retired, he fell in love with Odell.
Oh, he loves Odell. That makes sense.
And then he became a Giant fan. And he was never going to dye his hair blonde. But I mean, this dude, he was obsessed with Odell.
He wanted the Beckham.
Yes,
haircut?
He wanted the Beckham. I was like, hell no.
Athletes named Beckham and wild bleached haircuts. Kind of weird.
Yeah.
David Beckham, Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Beckham, maybe.
I don't know. When Georgia loses, I'm straight. I told you, I stopped getting all like mad and like after the whole thing when we were supposed to go to Miami and they were going to beat the hell out of Notre Dame. Even the last second throw from Tua to Devontae, I just felt like, damn, that sucked.
Well, I would say across the board, don't break your property.
Yeah.
Like, don't.
They're not going to reimburse you.
Don't let the game make you so mad that you break something.
I've never broken anything.
That you need.
Have you ever broken something?
I don't think so.
I've never broken anything. I've never ripped my shirt or thrown my Georgia stuff in the trash can or nothing like that. Never.
I mean, I've thrown stuff away, but not like in rage after a game.
Right.
Like, oh, this shirt's old, has a hole in it, whatever, but not out of rage.
Do you change throughout the game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, maybe not close, but like, I'll change seats,
all that kind of stuff.
Like when Washington was playing Michigan in the championship game a couple years ago, I sat in every surface in my living room.
Right.
Didn't work. Damn. Couldn't tackle number 7. But like, yeah, like a loss like that, I'm going to be mad about that for longer than a normal one, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm like right now just thinking about it, like a little bit still furious.
But like, I always knew we were going to do this.
What?
You win a championship. Like, I always knew George was going to win one.
Yeah. See, I don't know that Washington
I always knew that we were going to win one. I was like, we're so close. We're going to eventually get us one.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it depends on the game and, I don't know, how I'm feeling that day. I didn't care about the Oregon loss as much last year because we weren't any good and I didn't expect to beat them.
Right.
I don't know. It's hard to say. It's up to you. Alexis is in Lithonia. Hey, Alexis.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I'm good. Long time Buckeye fan since 1979. We're still the national champs, but the only thing I hear is about Arch Manning and Texas. Give me your outcome of the game tomorrow. What do you think is going to happen? Thanks.
Oh, man. Because you were just telling the line moved, right?
Yes. That's what I saw on Twitter from Zeno.
Okay.
That a bunch of money's coming in on Tejas, and the line's now them favored by 1.5.
I think Texas, man. I mean, we're having fun with it, but don't let Arch play good tomorrow and they win.
Right.
It's going to be palooza. I think because they're at home, I love Ohio State to win a close fought game.
Yeah, me too.
But I can see Texas beating them by 2 touchdowns.
My prediction for that game.
Because of the talent.
I don't – we kind of said in the segment where we kind of talked about the games. I think Ohio State wins. Yeah. I mean, I think Ohio State's going to win something like, you know, 24-21 or something like that.
I like
27-24.
I like Texas 21-17.
Okay.
Yeah, I like Texas.
But we're kind of in the same range. Yeah, we're in the same range. The like style of game. Yeah, I think that's going to be a really, really hard-nosed game.
Yeah.
Shane's in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
Hey, good afternoon, brothers. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
it's Funk Friday, and I know Randy always say you want to call somebody Cat Daddy. Coincidentally, that's my son's nickname. We call him Cat Daddy.
Okay.
And
cool ass kid.
Yeah, he was born like that.
That's
so
awesome.
Speaking of that, he was at flag football practice yesterday, and she's been acting a fool about going to practice this entire week. I guess he said he wanted to show.
Oh man, Shane's gone. That seemed like that was headed in a really good direction. Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed. Ed?
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. Sorry. It clicked out there for a second.
No problem.
Hey,
no problem.
Transplanted cheesehead here. Okay. And it's interesting. The Packers have done two things in the last 6 months they never do. They drafted a wide receiver in the first round.
Yes. Yep.
And they made a big trade, and they traded draft picks, which they never do. And what's interesting is, you guys, I'm sure, are aware, they changed out presidents about 6 or 7 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he essentially told LaFleur and Gutekunst, you know, they had 2 years left on their deal. I'm not extending anybody. And it's interesting, I think Gutekunst, you know, got the message, you know, hey, I might have to do something here. So it's very interesting. But my question is, in the last 70-some years, the Packers have picked 4 receivers in the first round. One was Matthew Golden this past year.
Okay.
Then two others are Hall of Famers.
Yep.
And Javon Walker. And one was in your draft, Randy.
Yeah, Javon Walker. Yeah, Vaughn.
Correct.
Yeah.
Do you know the other two?
That was drafted in the first round by them.
Was Shannon Sharp a first round draft pick?
Sterling Sharp. Yes.
Sterling Sharp.
Yes.
He was?
Yes.
And the other one. And the other one, guys, is associated really not being a Packer with somebody else. He was drafted in 1977.
Okay.
Who is it?
James Lofton.
Oh, that's right. James played for a lot of teams.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, and Randy, when he played with the Packers, he played 8 years, and they went to the playoffs like once, and they beat the St. Louis Rams. I think it was the Cardinals at the time. So
All right.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Ed. All right.
And then James Lofton went on to do broadcast.
Bills. Yep, went to Buffalo Bills.
He was on Westwood One broadcast for years and did a really good job.
No, but you look at their last – because the Packers don't do stuff like this, but you look at the three times – the couple times that they've done something like this. Obviously, the Reggie White thing.
Worked out.
Charles Woodson. They went and got Woody.
Yeah, I do.
And then Woody, they went Defensive Player of the Year, went in Super Bowl. So
here you go. Yeah. That's the thing about the Packers is –
They're strategic.
They are. They're smart. Yeah. I mean, they're conservative. They don't go all in all the time, but they've been in the mix for about 40 years now.
Yep.
35 since I've been a fan. Jamie is in Kennesaw. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Andy, Randy.
Hello.
Thank God it is Football Friday.
Yes, sir.
The season is here.
Yes, sir.
So randomly, I looked down at my leg and I see a scar that's about 3 inches long, and it brought back memories from a rock climbing incident where I almost died.
Oh, and,
do you have a scar with a story behind it that was like, oh boy, that was a doozy?
Yes.
Yeah, Jamie, sure. I'm sure we
all
both
right,
do.
Yeah, I got my body's full of them. I remember I got one on my leg. We were, and everybody knows from Griffin, back in the day, we used to go to the Griffin pool. And Griffin pool is the reason why I don't get in public pools that much anymore. It got to be on a resort or something like that. But other than that, I'm not getting no public pool, but no public city pool, because if you've been to Griffin pool,
what happened?
You can smell the.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were leaving Griffin pool, and I was running, and I tripped over a long tree root. And it was a glass bottle that was broken. It fell on it, went in my leg and everything. Every time I just look at it, I just remember that smell of pee, though.
Oh.
Yeah, everyone look at it.
Gross.
Yeah, man. Ooh, well, everybody know that damn group who were nasty as hell.
I told you about the avocado mishap
earlier
in the show. That's right there on my index finger. You can't see this one, but I have a scar on the top of my head from, I think I was 5 mm-hmm. at daycare, and this kid threw like a toy, one of those big toy pop guns.
Mm-hmm.
He threw it across the yard, and I tried to duck out of the way, and it hit me right in the top of the head. And obviously, it hurt very badly. I popped up. I put my hand on my head. My hands were just covered in blood. I obviously freaked out because I was 5 years old. So I ran to the lady's house who was watching us. It was like some lady my mom was paying to babysit us. She was like, she was so freaked out. Like, I ran into the door covered in blood.
Did Barbara cut the hell up?
I don't know what happened when my mom picked me up. But, like, she had to take me to the hospital to get staples in my head
because
my head was split open. I still touch that sometimes.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I'm like,
it's never good when you have to get that phone call.
No, I was like, that's why I said, did Barbara go ballistic on that?
I don't know what she did. I don't think I stayed at that place for very long. Scott's in Peachtree City. Hey, Scott.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Well, it's Friday. I don't have a happy hour question, but I do have a food related question.
Okay.
Let's hypothesize that you can go to a single drive-thru and order any food you want from any fast food restaurant. You pick one entree, one side, one dessert, and one beverage. You can combine any mix and match from any restaurant. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Okay. Nice. That's
good
one.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Give me Big Chick Chicken.
Okay.
Give me Big Chick. All right.
They got a drive-thru?
No. They have a window. Not drive through. All right, let me have Big Chick Chicken Wings. Let me get Checker Fries.
Mm.
I don't want to drink soda.
No.
Yeah, I'll drink soda.
Shake anywhere?
When
I don't
do,
drink shakes either.
When I do, which I very rarely do, I really like Dr. Pepper.
Oh.
I love Dr. Pepper.
Hey, bro, what's that place that you told us about where you can drive through and get the margaritas? And give me that right there.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Just go through one of the drive through liquor huts in Louisiana.
Yeah, and give me
a margarita.
Yeah, give me
give me some liquor hut liquor.
Yeah.
Liquor barn.
Liquor barn.
Liquor barn liquor.
Liquor bar good. Liquor.
I would have to get fries from Arby's, the curly fries from Arby's. I like a McFlurry. McFlurries are pretty good when the machine works. Which doesn't always work.
And if I do get a dessert, give me a Reese's Pieces Oreo Blizzard. Reese's Pieces Blizzard.
Blizzards are good, too. And I like a Whopper.
Yes.
I like the flame-broiled Whopper.
You know that's a spray, right?
I don't know. I had to say something.
Yeah,
I haven't eaten a hamburger from a fast food restaurant in 20 years.
So
if I could get Taco Bell to bring back the relicensed the Choco Taco.
Oh, God.
Now, what's that? That's a dessert?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Choco Taco.
They used to be able to get those from the ice cream man.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't make them anymore.
Really?
Like at all. Not just Taco Bell.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Now you're stuck with cinnamon twists.
Bring back the Choco Taco for Abe and all of us. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It looks like it's going to be a rumble here in Atlanta between Dragon Con and Abe's Run Club. and I'm taking the DragonCon.
Is that a little Frozen in there?
Yes.
I hear a little Elsa in there. Riding to Bossy made me laugh earlier today. He said Gunnar Stockton literally knows when the cows come home.
Yes.
Because he has cows.
Yes, he does.
Other than Maven, nobody really knows what makes John Frickie happy.
Nothing.
Abe sure doesn't.
No.
He knows what makes him mad.
And there's nothing like a mouth bass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Like.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nah.
Yes, nothing like about.
Hey, enjoy football this weekend.
And be careful and be safe, man.
Look and out. Don't forget, Monday off.
I don't need you to remind me, dog. I told you, man. I sleep with the woman who reminds me the most, and you need to leave me alone, Abe.
Abe's on tomorrow.
Y'all have fun. Y'all be safe, man.
Talk to you Monday. Tuesday. Talk to you Tuesday.
Damn. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.